With that said, I'd like to see if there are any joys, concerns, and prayers this morning as we lift them up before the Lord to encourage one another. I can't think of who we were supposed to add, and I was talking. Oh, my sister Janet. We want to add her in my prayer life. She is struggling with things. She had her knee replaced, and it got infected, and she's in a rehab now trying to. And we got a cousin that went through the same thing, rehab. But thank God those of us who had our knees replaced it didn't have those challenges. I can just imagine. But her name is Janet Hoffman. Please.
I got a text from Tracy. She said Don's blood pressure was really high this morning, so that's why they didn't
call. Don Bittner, yeah. Thank you. Mark.
Could you put Joanne on the prayer list for her right shoulder? She's having similar problems like I was having.
Thank you. Lord, hear our prayer.
She's down her arm into her wrist, giving her problems. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Lord, hear our prayer. Linda.
I have a praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm out of PT. My right shoulder is back. And my brother's on his way back up to Birmingham right now.
Are they doing treatments when he goes back? Or
he's having more blood work done.
Oh, okay.
And seeing the doctor tomorrow. But he did tell me the other day his pain was a little better. He was having some problems with some medicine that they could put him on, but he got that under control.
Oh, good. And you have two Davids. So whenever you lift, yeah. So when you lift up prayer for David,
yeah,
you get them both. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Sandra.
My mother-in-law, Maru Goodson, she found out that she had breast cancer, and then she went and talked to the surgeon, and they may have to take some lymph nodes.
Mm.
And so they're exploring their options, because on the 22nd of this month, she will be 89.
Well,
so they are exploring what options they're going to use.
Thank you. And also wanted to, maybe you already know this, a previous pastor of this church passed away a week or so ago, and his memorial service will be at St. Paul's on Saturday, this coming Saturday. I believe it's at 1 o'clock. And his name was George Potter. And so just wanted to keep George's family in prayer. It's a sad thing, and of course it's no secret. George committed suicide, and we don't know what takes place. My brother committed suicide, and I talked to him on the phone just a few hours before he did. Never know signs of whatever. But sometimes when the stress of life happens, rejection and whatever, who knows? It's just something. It is not the unpardonable sin. So, you know, that's the good news. We know that he's safely home. So only him and God, the person, I mean, not necessarily George, the person that is contemplating suicide and follows through with it, only them and God knows what's taken place. That's why it's not the unpardonable sin, because God will forgive all things except for the unpardonable sin, and that what Jesus said was shutting God completely out of your life. And if you're worried about, if you ever committed the unpardonable sin, you don't have to worry about it, because if you're worried about it, you're conscious enough to know that you didn't do it. because the conscience of God's Spirit in your life, you're looking really good. I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, we went to Los Cabos, Mexico, for a few days, and had an amazing trip. It was filled with lots of good things, so I stayed here for a while, so I don't know all the things. But the last full day that we were there, we were sitting out on the beach. Someone had said, you know, whales may come in. They don't normally come in December or January, but keep an eye out. And so we were looking out there, and we saw a whale float. And then a few minutes, we saw a whale body come up, and we could see it.
Wow.
So we saw several of them out there. So they were coming by, visiting, waving at us, and blowing at us, I guess. But But what an amazing time. We're so grateful that we had an opportunity to go so blessed. On their favor. And then we pray for Tina, she's being in Tuesday, to go to Alabama for their
Thanksgiving. Thank you. Yeah. Do you have anybody to watch you while she's gone? Oh, the kid cat. Oh, the kitty cat. Yeah.
And apparently Tina speaks kitty cat, so.
Miss Judy.
My nephew, Austin, the one that's having the stem cell transplant for his cancer, is this coming Wednesday. Don't want to remember him. And all the other people that I had on my prayer line so far are doing better, thank you, Jesus. And but my sister-in-law that had lung cancer, she's coming home, and it doesn't look good for her, but for the most part, yeah.
You know, when you think about that, and thank God for God's promises, because death is not finality. I mean, death is only going from this life to the next. We have to go through some of the physical struggles with it. But the promise that God has given to us, to give us the hope, and Jesus came to show us the way that we do have eternal life. When they crucified him and put him in a tomb, and then 3 days later he rose from the dead. Seen by hundreds. It's a historical fact that he was raised from the dead. And then give us that promise of knowing that he overcome death, which gives us that promise of eternal life. Yes, please.
I think it was the week that I missed church, but I lost my uncle. He was 95 years old. He's my dad's brother, and out of 12 children, there are three left. I have one aunt and two uncles left at 12, and on my mother's side, there's only one left from 10. But prayers for the family. Mm-hmm. John Fox. There's going to be some family drama.
Yeah, hallelujah. Did you know it's snowing in West Virginia this morning? Mm. You miss it?
No.
No.
I like to watch it on TV.
Linda.
I think we should look past and get carry up.
Yes.
Feeling good.
Yes. Yeah. Lord, hear our prayers and touch Pat, Lord. Precious lady of yours. Anybody else?
I don't know if anybody saw the article about the adopted daughter over in Sebring, Florida, that was found dead on the floor by the front door of the mom and the other four kids. The tightest girl for the day, knowing that girl was dead on the floor. She got back, she called the police to report her. One of her children were not responsive. So they got there and they found she had lacerations all over her body.
Mm.
Some fresh, some old. She was naked, everything, nothing wrong with a diaper. And the pants she did change at the garage door.
Yeah.
Start. Of course, the mother's gone up to murder now, and older kids, their four children are in foster care again. I think it's important, not only because of what's happening here, but because of Thanksgiving and Christmas coming. We need to say special prayer for our foster children and the adopted children.
Yes.
Those are another people.
Absolutely.
Trust and care.
Yeah.
That they can be trusted to raise these children and need them.
Yeah. As much as we don't like to admit it, there is evil in this world. And you need to be aware of it, and you need to pray for some spiritual discernment when things like that happen. It's just so sad. Anybody else? Good morning. Do you have any words of wisdom on what you're thinking about? Because that's something we need to lift up in prayer.
Well, I just, a little over a year ago, I started a journey that I committed to reading through the Old Testament all the way through from the start to the end. other day, I finished, and I thought it was at me 100 days, but it took me over 5 days. But there's so many gems in that, that and a lot of that I journaled and I wrote some thoughts down, and I've been challenged ever since we heard the message about the loaves and the fish. Start sharing more of what God has given to me in song and in just writing what I've done. And so I've committed to doing that on social media a little bit, putting some of that out and not offering people following. And so I'll be doing that from time to time.
Good.
That's going to be my next shot next year.
Good.
And once a week, put out something that God has given me to say. And then I'll let Him do whatever He wants to. That's it.
Super. And Tina was telling me one day that, all the stuff in the upper room is written by lay people, all those testimonies and stories. And she's been encouraging him to write an article for the upper room. So, and you are accomplished author and songwriter. So you've been published before, so, you ought to get her done. Yeah, get her done.